Talking about TeselCare, it's a supportive product. It's also supportive for connective tissue, microbiome balancing. Tesel's been used for connective tissue support in lifting the weave, so to speak, during the tissue cleansing process. As a result, it supports skeletal muscles, tendons, bones, joints, and joint pain. With enough of it, it can be a diuretic, and it will aid in the elimination of fluids. It supports otherwise skin and hormone production. So it's commonly used for Lyme. The bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi is known as an instigator of what's called Lyme. Of course, emotionally, Lyme's a different situation than just a bacterial infection, but Lyme symptoms include fatigue, joint, muscle pain, fever, swollen lymph nodes, and arthritis. Sometimes they'll get that red target on a tissue at the bite site, but that's not required. And it's well known that Lyme can be well supported using Tesel roots. Tesel roots contain active ingredients that are effectively in balancing what, you know, would be considered a parasitic or a bacteria involvement that are thought to cause something known as the original infection, but they're not anti-infective. They help balance the tissues and the terrain. The extracts present in the Tesel root push microbiome into a healing phase, trying to get the out of the stuck tissue so they can enter the get bacteria out of the stuck tissue so they can enter the blood. Once in the blood stream, then the macrophages come to balance the biome. So I've seen it also work as a lymphatic support, opening lymphatic, particularly midsternum and around the navel. It also works extremely well with RLX or Relax, Boswellia, turmeric, 7Cs, and tissue calming support. It's in a dropper, and you can use 1 to 4 droppers per day.